you state that you do intend to war against the gods. Yes, indeed. I wish I had thought of it myself in the old days. Perhaps then we should never have been bound. Perhaps there would no longer be men or gods upon this world. We were never much for concerted action, though. Independence of spirit naturally accompanies our independence of person. Each fought his own battles in the general conflict with mankind. I am a leader, true, by virtue of the fact that I am older and stronger and wiser than the others. They come to me for counsel, they serve me when I order them, but I have never ordered them all into battle. I shall, though, later. The novelty will do much to relieve the monotony. I suggest you do not wait, for there will be no later, Taraka. Why not? I came to Hellwell, the wrath of the gods swarming and buzzing at my back. Now 66 demons are loose in the world. Very soon your presence will be felt. The gods will know who has done this thing, and they will take steps against us. The element of surprise will be lost. We fought the gods in the days of old, and these are not the days of old, Taraka. The gods are stronger now, much stronger. Long have you been bound, and their might has grown over the ages. Even if you command the first army of Rakasha in history, and backing them in battle, I raise me up a mighty army of men, even then will the final result be a thing uncertain. To delay now is to throw everything away. I wish you would not speak to me like this, Siddhartha, for you trouble me. I mean to. For all your powers, if you meet the one in red, he will drink your life with his eyes. He will come here to the Ratnagaras, for he follows me. The freedom of demons is as a signpost, directing him hither. He may bring others with him. You may find them more than a match for all of you. The demon did not reply. They reached the top of the well, and Taraka advanced the 200 paces to the great door, which now stood open. He stepped out onto the ledge and looked downward. You doubt the power of the Rakasha, eh, Binder? He asked. Then, behold! He stepped outward, over the edge. They did not fall. They drifted, like the leaves he had dropped. How long ago? Downward. They landed upon the trail halfway down the mountain called Chana. Not only do I contain your nervous system, said Taraka, but I have permeated your entire body and wrapped it all about with the energies of my being. So send me your one in red who drinks life with his eyes. I should like to meet him. Though you can walk on air, said Siddhartha, you speak rashly when you speak thus. The Prince Videga holds his court not far from here at Palamedsu, said Taraka, for I visited there on my return from heaven. I understand he is fond of gaming. Therefore, thither fare we. And if the god of death should come to join the game? Let him, cried the other. You cease to amuse me, Binder. Good night. Go back to sleep. There was a small darkness and a great silence, growing and shrinking. The days that followed were bright fragments. There would come to him snatches of conversation or song, colorful vistas of galleries, chambers, gardens. And once he looked upon a dungeon where men were hung upon racks, and he heard himself laughing. Between these fragments there came to him dreams and half-dreams. They were lighted with fire, they ran with blood and tears. In a darkened, endless cathedral, he rolled dice that were suns and planets. Meteors broke fire above his head, and comets inscribed blazing arcs upon a vault of black glass. There came to him a joy shot through with fear, and he knew it to be mainly that of another, but it was partly his, too. The fear, that was all his. When Taraka drank too much wine, or lay panting on his wide, low couch in the harem, then was his grip loosened somewhat upon the body that he had stolen. But Siddhartha was still weak with the mind bruise, and his body was drunk or fatigued. And he knew that the time had not yet come to contest the mastery of the demon lord. There were times when he saw, not through the eyes of the body that had once been his, but saw as a demon saw, in all directions, and stripped flesh and bone from those among whom he passed, to behold the flames of their beings, colored with the hues and shades of their passions, flickering with avarice and lust and envy, darting with greed and hunger, smoldering with hate, waning with fear and pain. His hell was a many-colored place, somewhat mitigated only by the cold blue blaze of a scholar's intellect, the white light of a dying monk, the rose halo of a noble lady who fled his sight, and the dancing, simple colors of children at play. He stalked the high halls and wide galleries of the royal palace at Palamedesu, which were his winnings. The Prince Videga lay in chains in his own dungeon. Throughout the kingdom, his subjects were not aware that a demon now sat upon the throne. Things seemed to be the same as they had always been. Siddhartha had visions of riding through the streets of the town on the back of an elephant. All the women of the town had been ordered to stand before the doors of their dwellings. Of these, he chose those who pleased him and had them taken back to his harem. Siddhartha realized, with a sudden shock, that he was assisting in the choosing, disputing with Taraka over the virtues of this or that matron, maid or lady. He had been touched by the lusts of the demon lord, and they were becoming his own. With this realization, he came into a greater wakefulness. And it was not always the hand of the demon which raised the wine horn to his lips or twitched the whip in the dungeon. He came to be conscious for greater periods of time, and with a certain horror he knew that within himself, as within every man, there lies a demon capable of responding to his own kind. Then, one day, he fought the power that ruled his body and bent his mind. He had largely recovered, and he coexisted with Taraka in all his doings, both as silent watcher and active participant. They stood on the balcony above the garden, looking out across the day. Taraka had, with a single gesture, turned all the flowers black.